comfortable with, because the oil from the Bakken Shale is being accepted at the Anacortes refinery already. And I'm not sure how many go through a day, but they're noticeable. I'm sure you can find that information from someone, from some source that is more informed on that particular part of it. But the derailments are a serious issue. It was a comment made more than once that it's not a question of if, but when such a thing might happen, or a disaster in the port itself or in the Columbia River. So I am exceedingly proud of our city council for having taken this courageous stand.
I've been speaking with Anita Thomas. She's a resident of Vancouver who participated in last night's city council meeting there in the city of Vancouver that had to be moved from City Hall to the Hilton in order to accommodate the hundreds of people who attended the meeting, mainly opposing the Tesoro oil terminal proposed for the Port of Vancouver. And the city council at the end of the night, about 1 a.m., voted 5-2 to oppose the proposed oil terminal in Vancouver. I'm Jenka Soderberg, KBOO News.
What's up, everybody? This is Gaddis.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Yellow Pages, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit pdxgyp.com.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212. In Vancouver at 360-694-1234 or radiocab.net.
What's up, everybody? This is Goddess and She, and you're tuning in to KBOO Portland. Holla at your girl.
Welcome to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO. My name is Carla, and tonight we're going to be focusing on the Portland Pride Celebration, which has a lot of different events that are happening over the next couple of weeks. And we're going to be welcoming Belinda Carroll into the studio this evening to share quite a bit of details about the excitement that's coming up. We're also going to be welcoming Jason Stewart to the show. Jason and Belinda Carroll are part of the Pride Comedy Showcase. So we'll be hearing all about the comedy showcase that's happening on June 12th here in Portland. And later in the show, we'll be welcoming Corey Murphy to share some more details about the Pride events happening here in Portland. Now, before we get to our show for this evening, let me let you know how to connect with us online. We love to hear from our listeners. You can email us at outloudradio@gmail.com. And if you connect on Facebook or Twitter, you can find us there as well. Look for KBOO Out Loud, and you can connect with us again on Facebook and Twitter if you use those social media outlets. Now, we're going to be speaking with Belinda in just a few moments, so I ask you to stay tuned. First, we're going to take a short musical break and hear a song from a band titled Dirty Looks. They are going to be one of the groups that are performing here at the Portland Pride, and we'll be finding out where and when you can see them live in just a few moments. But first, let's take a music break. The band is titled Dirty Looks, and the song is titled Bite My Tongue.
thinking, let it come to me. A little pain will surely put my mind at ease. Synthetic love, it's never what it seems. But you can bet I'm not the one making your ears ring. You call me up and say, come over if you can. You're sounding happy, but you're looking for a man. Flash of a thought that you're trying to avoid. You look to me, but I don't make a noise.
I won't say a word. I won't say anything at all. I like to think, I learned my lessons well.
I buy my time. With your hands tied, you can't fight anyone. Synthetic love, I'm coming undone.
I won't say a word. I won't say anything at all.
I like to think, I learned my lessons well.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO Portland. My name is Carla. The song we just heard was from Dirty Looks, and it was titled Bite My Tongue. Dirty Looks is, they are going to be performing here at the Portland Pride on Saturday, the 15th, at 4:40 on the main stage. And we're going to be hearing a lot more about the talent that is coming to Portland as part of the Pride celebrations. And we'll be hearing another song from Dirty Looks later in the show. Next, I'd like to welcome Belinda Carroll back to the KBOO studios. Belinda, it's great to have you back here at KBOO.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'm happy to see you.
Happy to see you too.
So for folks that don't know about you and your profession, give us a little introduction and what are you doing out there in the world?
It makes me sound a little bit like I'm in the women of the night profession, but
a little risque.
I'm a comedian and also a writer for PQ Monthly and whatever they'll pay me for, pretty much. I produce comedy shows. I'm producing the Jason Stewart Show, 5th anniversary of Pride Comedy Showcase
right
on the 12th. And I'm also the entertainment director for Portland Pride.
And
I also head the Dyke March.
And you head the Dyke March.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe you're available for shows if anybody needs a comedian at their wedding or whatever.
Yeah, comedians at weddings really go over. I'm actually officiated, though.
Hey.
Now, I'm actually official. I'm a member of the Universal Life Church.
Right on.
So if anybody needs an officiant for their same-sex wedding or non-same-sex wedding, I don't discriminate, you can hire me for that, too. And I'm also a singer, so I can sing at your wedding, too, you know, if you want.
That's it.
Yeah.
So basically, you are for hire, right?
I am, for anything. Yeah, pretty much.
Where can folks find you online if they'd like to invite you to their wedding?
It's going to be at Belinda Carroll Comedy on Facebook or Belinda Comedy on Twitter. And then my website's belindacarrollcomedy.org.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah.
And besides all those other things you just mentioned, what's your role with Portland Pride?
I'm the entertainment chair for Pride. And okay. So Corey Murphy and I get together every year and find out who's going to be playing at Pride and go through all the applications and listen to your various music and DJing and whatever you want to submit for and comedianing. Is that okay. a word? Sure it is. And so we do all that and then put together the schedule. And then I'm also the stage manager. So when you show up, I'll be there to make sure you're all settled and put on stage and...
And nowhere to be and all that.
Nowhere to be, yeah.
Right on. So we just heard a little song from Dirty Looks, and we're going to be playing some more of their music in just a little bit. But what are some of the other musical acts that we can look forward to?
Oh, well, we've got a lot of stuff. The one thing I'm super excited about is we've got Janice Robinson, who had a hit in like 2005, that's going to be playing the main stage. And then also we have an MC. Our MC this year is Bruce Valanche.
Okay.
So that's going to be great. And for those that are under 30 and don't know who Bruce Valanche is, he was on Hollywood Squares. And then he also was, he's also the main joke writer for the Oscars. So he's a pretty big guest to have, which is going to be really cool. And then we have Daniel, I'm forgetting his last name, from Mean Girls.
It'll come when later in the show. We'll talk about
sure.
that.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
But basically, I know that not all of the Pride lineup is on the website, but for folks that want to start doing their reconnaissance, planning your social calendars, the website for the Pride here in Portland is pridenw.org.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, mm-hmm. And there is a calendar on there, and there's also a lot more information on there.
Yeah, and we don't have the lineup up there yet, so basically what's going to happen is we have a lineup that goes into Willamette Week. Mm-hmm. Called the Pride Guide, and that'll come out this week and next week, and then that will have the entire Pride lineup in it, as well as stories about what's going on and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's where I realize a lot of listeners, you might be driving and or doing other things where you can't write down all the details. We're going to be naming dates and times and different places folks can show up. But again, please keep both hands on the wheel. And you can go to pridenw.org, which does have a lot of information on it already. But as we get closer to the activities, you'll find more and more information right on that website. Now, we are going to be welcoming Jason Stewart to the show in later just a few moments. But let's also talk about some of the other highlights that are annual events. Like for folks that don't know, when is the parade going to be happening?
So the parade is going to happen on June 15th, and then that kicks off at the North Park Blocks at noon. That's something that Corey's going to talk about more, too, because he knows more about the route.
Okay.
My job is almost strictly entertainment.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Portland Parade happens on Father's Day, just for those that, you know, keep track of that holiday. KBOO will be in the parade, so I just want to do a shout out to anybody that wants to come and be in the parade with KBOO. Or one of the things I love about the parade, there's all these different groups that show up for that. So we'll be hearing more later in the show about that.
Tell me a little bit about, you said that you had a good float this year for KBOO.
Oh, well, we have a large microphone that will be in the back of a large truck, and we've made some angel wings that we covered with CDs, which we seem to have a plethora of them around here. So basically, we have glittery wings on the side of the truck with a big microphone, and we will have some kind of a speaker system and be playing music to go along with the microphone. And last year we had a live microphone hooked into the amp so that while we were interviewing people, we could talk to folks along the route. Mm-hmm. So if anyone would like to get more information about getting involved with KBOO and the parade, you can email us here at outloudradio@gmail.com. Everyone is welcome to get involved. And one of the things I love about Portland Pride is the diversity of, you know, not just the community that's participating, but certainly, you know, all the different community groups in the parade.
Sure.
But I really love all the different folks that show up to support
the parade and,
oh, yeah.
and all the other activities, you know, we really get to see the great, great diversity that we have right here in our community.
Yeah, for sure. And this year we have Trans March as well. And that's actually happening in the morning on Saturday, I think at 11 o'clock, leaving from the North Park blocks, the same place that the parade takes off and then ending at the waterfront. And so anybody that wants to get involved with that, check out Trans March PDX on Facebook.
Okay. And I also know that's one of, when you go to the pridenw.org website, you can find some links to a handful of different like official pride events. And so I know that the Trans Pride is on there.
Sure.
The Dyke March is always Saturday night.
Yep. Saturday night. It's kickoff at 6:30 and that'll be kicking off at the north end of the waterfront. And we'll just, you know, march down like we always do and then take off for Inferno.
Okay. Sounds good. And folks, there's a lot more information on the website, and there are a lot more community events that we're not going to have time to mention tonight, but this is Pride season. June is always packed with different things going mm-hmm. on, and I encourage you to look around on the different calendars to see what is of interest for you, and then show up and support. And also, I like to think this is a great time that you can find your people, whatever that means to you. But
sure.
there are so many different things going on. If you want music, if you want arts, if you want food, there's so much going on. And so,
well, I'm juicing right now, so I really want food, but
okay, great. I also want to acknowledge, the Q Center. A lot of folks know about the Q Center, but if you don't, that's, the Queer Community Center here in Portland, or at least that's what I call it. And, their website is pdxqcenter.org. They have an awesome calendar on their website as well.
Oh, they for sure. Yeah. And then also just to kind of sideline off of Pride, July 11th is their big 10-year anniversary, and I'm also the MC and comedian for that.
Okay.
And as long with Carla Rossi, and so that's taking place at the Q Center, and so you should check out that because it's gonna be a whole day of music and comedy and fun and drag and everything you'd put in there.
Right on. Yeah. So yeah, the Q Center's got a lot of different things going on. They've got art openings, they have a lot of different support groups, but again, for folks that don't know about the Q Center, I encourage you to check out their website and their calendar, and that's all at pdxqcenter.org.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the other things that you, Belinda Carroll, that you're looking forward to this Pride season?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the comedy show, of course, because Jason Stewart and I have been working on it for a while, and that's June 12th at the Funhouse Lounge. And we're having two shows. We're having a 9 o'clock p.m. show and an 11 o'clock show. And you can go to Brown Paper Tickets and find your tickets there. But so I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to stage managing. I always have a really good time. I always find out, I find acts that I didn't know about, you know, because Corey and I both book the entertainment. So that's really fun. And getting to see all the people and stuff, you know. So this is my 20th Pride. So, you know, it's been a while.
Right on. That's great. Well, listeners, we're going to take a short musical break, but I do ask you to stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a few moments, and Jason Stewart is going to be joining us for the show this evening. And Belinda was just mentioning that she and Jason Stewart are part of the Pride Comedy Showcase happening here in Portland on June 12th. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments to hear more from Belinda, but also to hear from Jason Stewart. We're going to take another short musical break from Dirty Looks. This is another the group that we heard from earlier in the show. Dirty Looks are performing here in Portland as part of Pride Saturday evening at 4:40 p.m. on the main stage is when you can see this group here in Portland. The song is titled Pop Pop. I didn't.
to shut the point up with that. I need a day.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. That song was titled Pop Pop from the group Dirty Looks. And Dirty Looks will be here in Portland as part of the upcoming Pride celebration Saturday the 14th. They are on the main stage at 4:40 p.m. So again, that song was Dirty Looks from Pop Pop. Actually, the song was Pop Pop from Dirty Looks. Sorry about that. Dirty Looks, one of the many, many, many bands that are going to be performing as part of the Pride Northwest celebration coming up here in Portland. The website, pridenw.org. Now, we have Belinda Carroll here in the studio with us, and we're going to be hearing from Jason Stewart in just a few moments. Belinda and Jason are part of the Pride Comedy Showcase happening June 12th. There are two shows, and the show at 9 is for everyone. The show at 11 is R-rated. So,
well, I mean, you know, really both shows are for everyone. It just depends on what your level of acceptance of language is, really, on both of them. So,
okay. Well, it's nice to have choices.
But it's 21 and up anyway, so.
Oh, okay. Let me stand corrected. I said everyone, and what I meant to say is everyone of drinking age.
Of drinking age, yeah.
Okay, it is at a bar. So again, it's at the Funhouse Lounge, located over on Southeast 11th here in Portland. Tickets available at Brown Paper Tickets, or you can also find a link on the Pride website, again, pridenw.org. So again, if you're driving or doing something where you're not able to write down the details, encourage you to go to the website, pridenw.org, and the comedy showcases one of the official events that you'll find listed on that website.
So, yeah, it's the fifth one that we did. It's the fifth one that we've done, and I'm really excited about it because it seems like every year it gets better and better. So hopefully this show will be even better.
How exciting.
Yeah.
So I'd like to welcome Jason Stewart to the show. Welcome, Jason.
Hey, I'm sitting here in a stairwell. I don't know if I should walk in there because it'll echo. I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here in a chair trying to find, can you guys hear me good?
You're fine.
We can hear you just fine. So, you're out on tour.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm with the Lesbian Nation, it sounds like.
It's true. You are with the Lesbian Nation.
Now, I just want to ask one quick question. Who has a purse with them? Does anybody have a purse?
You know what? I have my computer bag, but not a purse.
No, it's not a purse, honey, because purse to a lesbian is kryptonite.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? I am purses because I am super femme. But I am wearing my Keens today, so it's like I'm a lesbian from the ankle down.
Right. And a fanny bag is not a purse. It's just an ugly friggin' bag.
Oh, no one should carry that ever.
Yeah, and Belinda, her computer bag does have makeup in it, just if people needed to know that. So,
right?
Is it a pretty bag? Is it pretty?
Oh yeah, it's cute. It's like an old vintage television.
Yeah. And so,
I just want to make sure. So, Belinda looks like an old vintage television, or the bag does?
Probably just me, but yeah, my bag.
Because I haven't seen Belinda in person other than photographs. I don't know. We just have this friendship on the phone. So far, as far as I'm concerned, she does not exist. She's just a voice.
Okay.
It's true. We're having a weird long distance relationship.
And
it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. It's fun. It's hurtful sometimes.
It's hurtful sometimes.
And sometimes I want to break up with her and I want my cassette tape back.
Oh, that's so nice. And now, for folks that aren't familiar, Jason, you've been on TV, but you're also out touring with your comedy right now, correct?
Yeah, I've been an actor and a comedian since 1931. When I started, Donna Summer was on the radio. Now she's dead. don't talk to me because people will die. I've been around so long. Yeah, I'm really excited. I love Portland. I haven't been there in so long, and I'm so self-involved that I've completely forgot why I was there.
Well, we're excited to have you come back to town. And like Belinda was saying, it sounds like this is the fifth year for the Comedy Showcase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
she's kicked ass. She really has. I mean, I've been getting people Facebooking me and tweeting me right and left about how much fun the other events have been. Between the two of us, you will laugh, you will cry. I think it will be better than Cats or an episode of Will and Grace. Okay. I really feel that. I feel that in my heart. Yeah, I'm reading this book about Paul Newman in the 50s, and he has had sex with everybody. I am really upset right now. I just want you to know that I'm not having sex with enough famous people.
Well, I don't know if that luck's going to change unless you hook up with Daniel from Mean Girls. Or Bruce Vilanch. I'm not judging.
Bruce has been wanting, he doesn't even say hello to me anymore. Every time he sees me, he just grabs my penis. I'm really serious. I'm so not kidding.
Jason, PG.
It doesn't even bother me because it seems like his normal way of communicating with me.
Okay.
Well, and there'll be PG on the KBOO because FCC.
You can say that, but that's a medical term, isn't it?
It's all right. You know, let's just let's talk about the other famous people that are here in Portland. So,
well, Portlandia, you're this Belinda.
Belinda Carol got to, she got to touch.
Portlandia, I'm so jealous.
And she got to touch Katie Lang, I heard.
I did. Not in anywhere fun, but just, you know, just the general touching.
Being friendly.
No. And she's amazing. And so, yeah, we had a really, really good time.
Very exciting.
So it's so funny. It makes me laugh out loud. They have all these different characters, but they never seem different except for the wig.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And so do you have anything exciting planned while you're here in Portland?
I don't know. I'm hoping that some gorgeous guy wants to show me around town, and Melinda and I will, you know, make you laugh your heads off. And I'm hoping to have fun at Pride. And I'm always excited to go to a town that has a really large gay and lesbian community. It really feels good to go there and just to be out and to show people that, you know, there's just so many possibilities of having success all over the country if you're out and being who you are, and that there is a possibility for that.
Oh, totally. And then also, just to mention it too, Saturday, Jason's our VIP guest. So he'll be hanging out backstage with us in the VIP area and hanging out and talking to people. So so he'll be in for that, and that'll be awesome. I'm very excited.
And I'm really easy to, I'm easy to meet. People always, what I always get, I'm walking around someplace in a town, people go, what are you doing here? As if I sit in a corner and wait to perform or go out and do something.
Right, you just stay in like a stagnant state until you're ready to perform.
I know, people always say, what are you doing here? Somebody yelled at me the other day, I was in Target. I said, I'm shopping. What are you doing here? And they said, you don't know me. I said, I do now.
Right.
But the for those who are big movie people, I'm going to be in a movie August 22nd called Love is Strange with Alfred Molina, Marissa Tomei, and John Lithgow. And I'm really super excited about that. And Melinda, I just sent you a whole tube of posters so you can have them.
Yeah, I just got them today.
Very exciting.
And they're beautiful. I mean, I couldn't believe how cool the posters look.
Very exciting. And so we'll be seeing more of John Stewart's face around town.
Maybe. I had no idea.
Jason Stewart. You know what? I'll apologize,
and
Jason.
Will be there too.
I have two.
And Belinda Carlisle. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, right. That'll bring the crowds.
No, I don't care. I'm so easy.
Too many names. I guess I've been looking at the lineup. There's so many exciting things.
My podcast, I make mistakes all the time. So, I'm like some completely nutcase person. I'm always making up names and getting it wrong, and people are laughing. I get more emails about that than anything.
Right.
And that's all right. Now, Jason, for folks that aren't going to... Well, let me let listeners know. If you've just joined the conversation, this is Out Loud, the Queer Culture Radio Show on KBOO. Belinda Carroll is here in studio with me, and Jason Stewart is joining us on the phone. Belinda and Jason are going to be... June 12th is the Portland Pride Comedy Showcase at the Fun House Lounge. You can find a lot of details on the Pride website, pridenw.org. Now, Jason, if folks cannot find you and see your events while you're here in Portland, where can listeners find you online?
Just go to jasonstewart.com. And remember, I'm Stu Art, not Stu Wart, so S-T-U-A-R-T. And you can go to my website, and it tells you everything that's going on with me. I'm pretty up date with it, and it's a really easy site. You can listen to my podcast or watch my videos or send me an email or find out where I'm appearing or what's coming out. There's an update page, and it's pretty easy, and I'm pretty easy. I mean, easy. It's PG. I'm not easy.
It's hard for me,
I'm
too,
difficult.
Sister. Hard
I'm
for
difficult.
Me, too.
I'm difficult, and I'm annoying, and I'm Jewish, and I'm angry, and I'm sad, and I'm going through menopause right here in the lobby at the Screen Actors Guild AFTRA.
How exciting. Now, unfortunately, we are starting to run out of time, but Jason, before we say our goodbyes, I want to ask you if there's anything else you wanted to share with our listeners or any closing thoughts you'd like to share.
Yes, I met Cher twice.
Okay.
and we have this big Cher giveaway, right? Has somebody won it yet?
We're working on it right now.
Oh, we're working on it. I wasn't supposed to bring it up.
That's a secret teaser.
I also did a movie with Chaz Bono called Dirty, which is going to come out next year. That's the first movie he did as a man.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Well, yeah. Let's have you come back. I guess we can leave the window of opportunity open with Jason Stewart and maybe have you come back and talk about your movies.
I would love to. Anytime you want, just call me.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, thank you so much for joining us tonight, Jason, and we will see you at Pride here in Portland.
All right, everybody, call me every 5 minutes.
Okay. Bye, honey.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a few moments to hear more from Belinda Carroll. And also, Corey Murphy has joined us here in studios to talk more about the upcoming Pride events happening here in Portland. We're going to take a short musical break, and this musician is not going to be performing in this year's Pride, but Joaquin Lopez has performed in past Prides, and Joaquin performs quite a bit around Portland, and this song is titled Ella.
Ella se viste satisfecha lo que es normal. Ella muere un poco cada día cuando intenta ser esa esposa de un amor tradicional. Ella, cansada de ser de una de ellas, quien vive observando a aquellas las que necesitan la voluntad. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive bajo su piel. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive sus convicciones. Ella se enamoró de ella como un caballo bajo la luna. Ella duerme con las moscas. Ella quiere comer de ella, saborear ella misma una fruta, la matriz de un amor semenal. Ella, protegida con la sombra de la luna cuando el hombre sol se duerme,
baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive bajo su piel. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive sus convicciones. Gran cañón. Ella respira el aire hecho de estrellas en un mundo lleno toda de telas, de colores infantiles. Ellas enredada en ese nudo, queda sangre cubano el sudor, completa la libertad. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive bajo su piel. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive sus convicciones. Baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive bajo su piel. Y baila, baila ella, baila enamorada de esa mujer, la cual vive sus convicciones.
Welcome back to Out Loud, the queer culture radio show on KBOO Portland. That song we just heard is titled Ella from Joaquin Lopez. Joaquin has performed at different Pride events in the past. He is not performing in this year's Portland Pride, but he is very prolific in his music, and you can see him around Portland and the Pacific Northwest fairly regularly. So if you enjoyed that song, I encourage you to look him up. Joaquin Lopez, the song was titled Ella. Now, Belinda Carroll is still here in studio with us, and we adore Belinda. We're happy that you're here with us. We also have Corey Murphy joining the conversation. Welcome to KBOO, Corey.
Hi, how are you?
Great, and happy to have you here. We talked about earlier in the show, we talked about Belinda working with the different talent that is going to be coming up with the Pride event here in Portland. And what's your role with Pride Northwest?
Well, so
what isn't his role with Pride Northwest?
If my bosses are listening, I did not say that.
Nope, I did. I'll take the credit for that.
See, they love you. They'll beat me. So, but no, seriously, I started with Pride Northwest 5 years ago as a part-time contract employee, and over the years, I've been lucky enough to have more responsibilities, and the board has trusted me. I now have become the director of operations. Broadly put, I manage our administrative and logistical and operational tasks throughout the year. So that just covers a lot of things, actually. So,
and we were just talking before we the mics came back on that you're going to be running the technology. So you're around a lot.
Well, it's so much just simply to say, so I try to do my main job during Pride season is overall responsible for the festival operations. So there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of key players, especially the board. Everybody has a job and a role, and the board and folks like Belinda actually make it easier for me, because all that work I did throughout the year, then it's like kind of handed off to them. And then, you know, Belinda runs the stage and she deals with our entertainment, and Angela works with our volunteers, all of them, whatever way, shape, or form. And the boss does other stuff. James runs VIP. I just kind of sit there and try not to cry. At that point, it's like, it's here. So whatever happens, happens. But, you know, but if there's problems or fires, I put them out. I think I've gotten used to that by now. Luckily, there's not too many fires. But every now and then, you know.
Right. And so we had talked a little bit earlier in the show about some of the different musical acts that are going to be coming. But what are some of the things you're especially looking forward to with the Pride this year?
Well, one of the things I think is really important for me is I really feel like the local acts are important. I mean, they are sort of the backbone of the entertainment schedule, and we like to make sure that we're giving chances to people. I know you mentioned earlier about Joaquin, like how he's not in it this year, and we really do try. There's so many wonderful artists in Portland and in Oregon and in Southwest Washington, and I feel like I want to give everybody a turn, but I only got 2 days. So, and then Belinda works mostly with all of those I never kind of work with the local acts generally, but I try to be instructive wherever she needs my help, or if I, you know, like, hey, Belinda, there's somebody really cool, we got to put them on the schedule, sort of a thing. But I'm always excited by the local acts, and I'm excited by the diversity of the acts too. So, I mean, the headliners are, you know, they're great. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love who we have coming, but, you know, the local acts is what make it from an entertainment perspective. Yeah.
And so we had mentioned earlier in the show, we played a couple songs from Dirty Looks, who are going to be playing on the main stage. Will there be just one stage or multiple stages? Kind of describe what folks can expect as far as how the entertainment is going to be laid out.
There's one main stage. And okay. So we'll have entertainment from noon on Saturday to 6 on Saturday, and then noon on Sunday to 6 on Sunday. And so our local people are peppered throughout the day, and then at the end of the day is our headliners, basically.
Okay.
But I'm excited about a few acts this year. We've got Dani Ward, who just won Portland Idol. She's Woo-hoo. Coming. And that's very exciting. She's an amazing singer.
Also, I just have to interrupt because I saw the Home Momentum on Friday.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They were part of that.
Dani Ward is a part of that, yeah.
Very exciting. So I'm excited to see that performance myself.
Yeah, she's going to be awesome. And we also have Hot Chocolate, which is a very popular drag troupe with Maria Peters Lake and Poison. And
we're working on them still, right?
We're still working on them?
We're still working
on them. Confirmed.
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, no, that's okay, because we asked them. I mean, the thing about...
So if Maria Peters Lake is listening, you're confirmed for Pride. We don't care what you say.
No.
Kidding, just kidding.
No. Well, this does bring up an interesting point, because a lot at this time of year, the schedules change a lot. And I know a lot of people want to know the exact schedule like a month in advance. And, you know, it's one of those things where if we were purely a music festival, which we are not, and entertainment is not even in our mission, but we try to provide that as part of the festival. So we have to do what we can to firm up the schedule as soon as we can. But sometimes a couple of people don't get confirmed until a little bit later. So, so you know, no shade, no tea to Hot Chocolate. It's not like we didn't ask you. I've been trying to get in touch with folks, and Belinda's been trying to get in touch with folks, and so it's one of those things where it's like, well, we just have to make sure that we confirm with them, but that we have asked them. So I just want to be clear about that. So,
okay.
But some people we can confirm are coming are great headliners, like Dev, which I think is incredible, because she is, I did not know that she was a Latina. I did not know she had also a background in kind of like queer rights, queer equality.
Oh, cool.
She has this great song out called Dance and Choose, and I think it's just really amazing. What we try to do is reflect not only our community, but folks who are willing and are helpful in our rights and our struggle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so all the acts you see up there, just they you know, are part of the struggle, and they're great performers. And, you know, the fact that we try to be very intergenerational as well as appeal to both women, men, and people of all genders. Mm-hmm. We do not want to be in a position of feeling like, oh, you know, this is just for one type of person. We try to make it as broad as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that one of the visions that we all agree with on the Pride team is to actually incorporate all of the letters. Like, that's one of the main things, right?
Right. So many letters.
There's many letters now.
Is it the whole alphabet? I don't know. Right. What's Z representing?
We're really trying to. They're going to add a Z probably next year. But yeah, we really try to do that. And it makes it a delicate balancing act, but hopefully we're doing a good job. But, right. You know, we really try to do that.
Yeah. And real quickly, I just want to thank Belinda because she is so amazing at bringing these other people to this. She's in the entertainment world all the time. And my poor self being me, I like only have 24 hours of the day. So, you know, sometimes, like, for example, some of the acts that will be on the stage I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. Not because I don't want to go out or see all this great talent. I'm busy.
Sure.
You know, like my husband barely sees me. Yeah. Right. Well, he barely sees me too, you know, so he goes through. He goes through Pride divorce every year.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, and I just want to make sure folks know we are talking about the Pride here in Portland. The main events that we've been talking about, having music on Saturday and Sunday, we're talking about June 14th and 15th. Belinda was talking about having, you know, music confirmed, you know, from noon to 6 on both days. We've also mentioned a couple of other key events that a lot of people do show up, and we love the support, and just to see the diversity in our community. The Pride Parade is going to be Sunday morning. Well, people will be gathering June 15th. It is Father's Day. The action starts at 11 in the North Park blocks. But maybe, Corey, can you talk a little bit about where the parade is going to be going this year?
Sure. And like 2 quick seconds on Pride is not always on Father's Day.
I want
everyone to know that we don't have anything against fathers. I have a father. I'll be a daddy at some point.
Okay.
Somehow.
But
I just want to make a quick point about that. That's set. Pride is always the week after the end of the Rose Festival.
Okay.
So that's set by the city, and that's our place kind of in the lineup. So next year, Pride is not going to be on Father's Day.
Ah.
So people who are always like, it's on Father's Day. Well, you need to check your calendar because it's not always on Father's Day.
Okay,
that's all
good.
I got to say about that.
Good.
Now, the parade will start at the park blocks as it does each year. It's changed a little bit over past, you know, as different boards come and go. But I love where we are right now. The setup is great. It's in the beautiful North Park blocks. Please be ready. It will start at 11 a.m. crisp on time this year. If I have to like go in a golf cart and chase people, it's going to be at 11 o'clock sharp.
Okay.
So, and if you're listening right now and you are going to be participating in the parade, your team, and I've been doing this in our parade monitor trainings, you need to be lined up by 10 a.m. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You need to be there at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. And then it will travel briefly up Burnside, up Broadway, going past the Embers, where there'll be an announcement by the fabulous Maria.
Yay.
And sponsored by Embers. They do it every year out of their own money and love.
And it's so fun to go and do that part of the parade.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part before I got roped into the backstage all the time.
Why are you looking at me? That's the board. I'm like, I sit here. They slap a gland on me and put me back out there every year. But then, you know, we round the corner at Davis, and then we go over in front of all the other bars over there, including the Fabulous Hobos, awesome CC Slaughters. We have to give them love. All the girls over there at the Divas Mega Show, got to give them love. I know the owners of CC's, Pride loves you guys. You're awesome. Thank you for putting up your, they do their own sort of thing. And then the Divas are like on this roof. And I think, how are all those Divas on that skinny little roof? Okay, don't hurt yourself. Don't push anybody over. But and then we come straight down to NATO Parkway and then down past Saturday Market to the waterfront. It's going to be huge. Tens of thousands of people. It's just spectacular.
I've heard a piece of information. I'm not sure if this is true or not, but that the Portland Pride Parade is the largest parade in Oregon.
Okay, so let me address that.
Yes.
So there's the Starlight Parade and the Rose Festival Parade.
Right.
So there are more people, I think, that are involved in the watching of the Starlight and Rose Parade and in the sort of like spectating on the sidelines. But we have every year over 130 floats
in the Pride Parade.
In the Pride Parade, and it rivals the size of both of those.
Okay.
But we, I can't imagine, because I think, you know, the Rose Parade and Starlight go for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Ours have gone for 3.5, and it's because so many people are in contingents. I think, you know, they have certainly a lot of people in theirs, but I'm just surprised. There's like 100, 200 people groups. We have Timber's Army march in our parade. It's just, it's insane. But
we're like the Grammys of parades. Like, we right. go on entirely too long, and people are at the end right. of it going,
and we've
like,
been
why?
Trying, we've been trying to fix that in recent years, just making sure people are on time. What makes the parade shorter is people are on time. They test their vehicles. They're ready to go by 10 a.m. and they're lined up. And so but it's just so fabulous. I mean, you've seen it.
It's right. super fun. And I think I'm really excited this year about, you know, we have the regular parade, but then we have the trans march. So I'm extremely excited about.
Say when and where.
And so that's at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. And then that's taking off.
11:30.
I'm saying 11 so they show up at 11:30. So 11:30.
I think they're motivated. I think they're going to be here and queer and ready to go.
There we go.
11:30.
So 11:30.
And we're
Saturday.
We're on Pride time, not Portland time, which means half an hour later. So I appreciate, you know, that Corey was being so clear that the parade will start at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trans parade is on time. The Dyke March is happening Saturday night.
The Dyke March is Saturday night. 6:30 is the kickoff.
Okay.
And then you're meeting at 6 o'clock after the main headliner down at the end of the waterfront.
Okay.
I love the Dyke March because it's like between, so 6 o'clock is when the festival ends and people are charged up and they're ready to go, and they're on the street, and it's just so funny because other people are just like, what's happening? Oh my goodness. I'm like, go with God, everybody. Have fun. Bye. And then I run to try to find a cocktail somewhere.
That's funny. Well, I'm glad that we were able to talk about that Corey shared so much around where the parade route is going, because I know, much like the Starlight, much like the Rose Parade, you know, that people really aim for the best viewing spots. And right. so where, and that's just a topic of conversation that people have to figure out, but where to get yourself situated to get the best view of the parade.
The best thing about our parade route is I think every spot is a great spot. When you go to a basketball game or a baseball game, there's seats that are further back or further in. The point of the Pride Parade is, in the point of the trans march and the point of the Dyke March, is you get right up in there and you just huddle in with somebody and you're there. Every year people make friends because they're so close, huddled in and going there. Some key spots to be at: Embers, the Embers Avenue, an iconic bar here in town, always been in support of Pride. And then right in front of CC Slaughter's, between CC's and Hobo's, and the iconic Darcel 15. Those are great places to watch from. Lots of light, there's lots of room, there's lots of cute people. So if you're single and you need to mingle, you need to be at any of the parades, because you're going to find somebody. So
right.
hopefully. I can't guarantee that, but, you know, whatever.
Well,
it's like online dating, only, you know, in person. That's
right. there it's like dating in a New York subway streetcar.
Right.
That's it. With eye contact and everything.
So my personal favorite to watch the parade is right next to Embers, because Maria does amazing commentary for that.
Right.
And then my second favorite is CeCe's. That's where I like to watch the parades.
But I know. This year, maybe you could do me a favor and you can take. So every year, I get the announcements together and I got to drive them over. And then people are like, Corey, and they stop me. And I'm like, no, I got to go. I'm so busy.
I can't say hi.
You could drive the golf cart this year and take them over to her.
I'd be even more. So you crazy? It'd take me 4.5 hours to do that.
Right. I think it's going to be. You know what I think I'm going to do, because I'm so early on stuff this year? I might just email them to them and have them print them out.
Right on.
Technology, right?
What?
Do it. Now, unfortunately, we need to start saying our goodbyes, but I so appreciate that you guys have come into the studios this evening. For listeners that have just recently joined the conversation, we've had Belinda Carroll and Corey Murphy here in the studio with us. They are both very, very involved with the Pride Northwest, planning of so much fun. All the details that we've been talking about you can find on the website pridenw.org, and there's a lot more on that website than we've talked about tonight. But before we say our goodbyes, Corey, I just wanted to ask, was there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners or any closing thoughts?
A couple quick pieces. So, number one, if you are looking for information about parade monitor trainings, the parade wrap itself, any information about any of the events, please go to pridenw.org and make sure that you refresh that page. There's some of you out there who are using old links and cached links online, and I want to tell you that we have a dynamic website, which means in geek terms, the numbers change. So you may be looking at something that's old from 2 years ago simply because I haven't ferreted out where that is. So please always refresh, clear your cache to get information. But if you go to pridenw.org and use the links that are there, you will find your information. If you cannot, email me personally at info@pridenw.org, and I will be happy to answer your messages or questions. Please don't call, because when you call, that takes too long. I'm just telling you, don't call the message line. Email, it'll get there faster. And the other thing I have to say is, also as co-chair of the Alliance for Safer Communities, please, during Pride season and during Rose Festival season, be safe. Stay with a friend if you can. Please know how to utilize 911 in any situation, and always, always, always be on the lookout. There's always people who are ignorant, intolerant, whatever they are. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. I've seen it too much. That's why I'm on the Alliance. I want everyone to be safe this Pride season. And please, if you need tips about how to be safe, go to saferpdx.org. That's the Alliance's website. We have tips there on how to stay safe, as well as how to become involved in being safe, and links to things like Q Patrol at the Q Center and other resources. So please stay safe. Please come visit us. And the last thing before I let you go, Pride is not free. Just because we have donations, that doesn't mean that we don't need your money. Every dollar we get that you give at the gate, every drink you buy, every t-shirt you buy, goes toward paying the fees and the permitting that we need to have the festival run. If Portland doesn't want to have a Pride, which I'm sure it does, don't give it the gate if that's what you want to do. But if you want to have a Pride, please, we need everybody to give it the gate. I know sometimes it gets a little bit, you know, you feel a little pressured or whatever. We want to keep it at a donation basis for everybody so they can afford it. But we need you to give. If you can't give there, have you ever thought about giving a monthly contribution to Pride Northwest or to putting us in your estate planning? The first thing that happened when we had Queer Pride was we were the first organizations to go out and lobby. Before all these other groups were there, there was always Pride, and Pride will always be here no matter what goes on. Please, please, if you can, think about us when you're donating. Thank you for listening.
And then also for the Jason Stewart Show, the 5th anniversary, a comedy show at Funhouse Lounge, June 12th. When you buy a ticket to that, 10% of your ticket price goes to benefit Pride Northwest. So it's all interdynamic. So, and thank you for having us on, Carla.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it a lot.
Right on. Well, thank you guys for coming down. Again, that was Belinda Carroll and Corey Murphy, both very involved with Pride Northwest. All the details we've been talking about at pridenw.org.
Refresh so, those browsers.
Yeah, thank you so much to both of you for coming down into the studios this evening. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in, that we do this for you. So thank you for listening. Until next time, stay proud and live out loud.
You are tuned in to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, also heard around the world at www.kbu.fm. Stay tuned for Hard Knock Radio, coming up right after these promos.
In my life, a musical theater.